We're talking about crushing cars since 2021 here on the coast. And that was on A Current Affair the other night.
That annoys me.
Yeah.
And A Current Affair doing that, allegedly.
The story wasn't completely accurate.
Allegedly has been doctored just to make it sensational for TV.
Look, it was. The car was crushed. There's no doubt about that. But if you want to get the full interview, get it on the Listener app, LISTNR. And we spoke about the Terrigal Lagoon, upgrade and walking track, the DA approved by the council, planning.
They're going to have to put ACA in the fiction section of the library.
But with this Terrigal Lagoon, one of the residents there, Rog, he spoke against the plan, saying that the community wanted clean water and a healthy environment ahead of the walkway.
It's only dirty after heavy rain.
Well, Rod said the main concern.
And everywhere's dirty after heavy rain.
Yeah, well, I'm not. I'm clean, actually. Rod said the main concern was the council will spend $3.1 million, leaving no money for the lagoon to be fixed in 2021.
What do you mean, fix it?
Well, the water quality, because in 2021, State of the Beaches report, Terrigal Lagoon maintained its poor rating. Along with Terrigal Beach.
That's because when it rains heavily, things get washed into the lagoon.
This was the report I'm reading.
It happens in every lagoon in the world.
From good to poor when it came to water quality. Terrigal Lagoon is one of the most degraded and mismanaged polluted coastal lagoons.
You ever swum in a dam in a farm? It's full of poo.
Yeah, and turtles. So
and yabbies.
And yabbies. But you know
what? What if you pull a yabby out of Terrigal Lagoon?
I don't know about that. Well, maybe.
Well, you might think it's a yabby at first.
From the makers of In the Red for $500 million and Here's Another Pothole comes a studio album recorded live at Terrigal. In the Lagoon, a true masterpiece that'll have you swaying in the tropical breeze, hopefully downwind.
Pool Lagoon. I saw it floating right by. It nearly took out my eye. Smells like someone has died.
This brilliant studio album, Shit in a Lagoon, has been massively produced by Back Passage Productions and includes this number one hit.
I know you'd like to think that the lagoon don't stink, but come a little bit closer. Water really smells like poo poo poo. Yeah, water really smells like poo poo poo.
Shit in the Lagoon is no stinker when it comes to classic songs like this.
Be careful.
Be careful.
Oh, floater.
Oh, floater.
But there ain't no way I'm ever gonna swim. Then now don't be sad.
Don't be sad.
Cause poo and some pee ain't bad.
The new album, Shit in the Lagoon, available now, even where crappy records are sold.
Cause poo and some pee ain't bad.